ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მოსკოვში მიწას მიაბარეს რუსეთის ოპოზიციის ლიდერი და ყოფილი ვიცე-პრემიერი ბორის ნემცოვი, მას შემდეგ რაც ის ათასობით მოქალაქემ გააცილა უკანასკნელ გზაზე. ნემცოვი, რომელიც მწვავედ აკრიტიკებდა რუსეთის პრეზიდენტს ვლადიმირ პუტინს, კრემლთან ახლოს მდებარე ხიდზე მოკლეს. 27 თებერვალს დაგზავლამდე მისი ცხედარი ესვენა სახაროვის ცენტრის შენობაში, მოსკოვში განთავსებული ცნობილი ორგანიზაციისა, რომელიც სამოქალაქო უფლებების დაცვას ემსახურება. ხალხის ნაკადი შეწყვეტილი არ იყო მაშინაც, როცა ნემცოვის ცხედარი კატაპალკით წაიღეს ტროეკუროვსკოეს სასაფლაოზე. ფართო ქუჩაზე მოქალაქეები იყვნენ გამოსული და სკანდირებდნენ: რუსეთი თავისუფალი იქნებაო. პარლამენტში დარჩენილი რამდენიმე ოპოზიციონერი პოლიტიკოსიდან ერთ-ერთმა, დმიტრი გუდკოვმა, განაცხადა: მე მას არ ვემშვიდობები, რადგან გმირები არ კვდებიანო. სახაროვის ცენტრში დარბაზის კედლებზე ეკიდა ნემცოვის ხანგრძლივი პოლიტიკური კარიერის ამსახველი ფოტოები. ნემცოვის მოღვაწეობა მოიცავდა პოსტსაბჭოთა რუსეთის პოლიტიკური ცხოვრების ყველა ეტაპს, 1990-იანი წლების მზარდი დემოკრატიიდან დღევანდელ დღემდე, როცა კრიტიკოსების თქმით პრეზიდენტ ვლადიმირ პუტინის პირობებში სულ უფრო მეტად ძლიერდება ოპონენტთა დევნა. ევროკავშირის კომისია ემზადება დოკუმენტის პროექტის წარმოსადგენად, რომელშიც განხილულია ევროპის სამეზობლო პოლიტიკის შეწყვეტა და რუსეთთან კავშირების გაღრმავება. დოკუმენტის პროექტი, რომელსაც რადიო თავისუფლების კორესპონდენტი გაეცნო, წარმოადგენს ნაწილს მცდელობისა, რომელმაც შემოდგომამდე პოლიტიკის რეფორმის თაობაზე კონკრეტული წინადადებები უნდა მოიტანოს. ევროკავშირის სამეზობლო პოლიტიკას 10 წლის წინ ჩაეყარა საფუძველი. პოლიტიკის მიზანია ურთიერთობის გაუმჯობესება ევროკავშირის იმ მეზობლებთან, რომლებსაც არ ეხება ევროკავშირის გაფართოების პოლიტიკა. დოკუმენტის პროექტი მწვავედ ამ შეკითხვას უნდა გაგრძელდეს, თუ არა ეს პოლიტიკა. ამ შეკითხვას სავარაუდოდ შეშფოთება მოხვება ბრიუსელთან თანამშრომლობის გაღრმავების მოსურნე ქვეყნებში: საქართველოში, მოლდავეთსა და უკრაინაში. პროექტში რუსეთი კონკრეტულად ნახსენები არ არის, თუმცა ცხადია, რომ სწორედ მას ეხება შეკითხვა, უნდა გაღრმავდეს თუ არა კავშირები სამეზობლოს გარეთ მდებარე ქვეყნებთან. რუსეთის, უკრაინის, გერმანიის და საფრანგეთის ლიდერები შეთანხმდნენ, რომ ეუთოს თხოვენ უკრაინაში საზავო შეთანხმების განხორციელებაზე მეთვალყურეობას. რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა ვლადიმირ პუტინმა, უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ, გერმანიის კანცლერმა ანგელა მერკელმა და საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტმა ფრანსუა ოლანდმა 2 მარტს ტელეფონით ისაუბრეს ამის თაობაზე. გერმანიის მთავრობის პრესმდივნის თქმით, ისინი შეთანხმდნენ, რომ ეუთოს როლი როგორც მეთვალყურისა უნდა გაიზარდოს მძიმე შეერაღების გატანის პროცესთან მიმართებით. მათ ეუთოს მიმართეს თხოვნით ყოველდღიურად გამოაქვეყნეს ანგარიში მიმდინარე მოვლენებზე. მანამდე შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივანმა ჯონ კერიმ რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრს სერგეი ლავროვს უთხრა მოსკოვმა და უკრაინაში პრორუსულად განწყობილმა სეპარატისტებმა ზავი უნდა დაიცვან, წინააღმდეგ შემთხვევაში გატარებული იქნება ზომები, რომლებიც კიდევ უფრო დიდ დარტყმას მიაყენებს რუსეთის ეკონომიკასო. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტის ბარაკ ობამას განცხადებით საიმისოდ, რომ შეთანხმება შედგეს, ირანი უნდა დათანხმდეს თავისი ბირთვული აქტივობების სუმცირე 10 წლით შეჩერებას. სააგენტო როიტერსთან საუბრისას 2 მარტს ობამამ ასევე განაცხადა, რომ დღევანდელი ვითარებით ამგვარი შეთანხმების მიღწევა არ წარმოადგენს რეალისტურ პერსპექტივას. ირანის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა მუჰამედ ჯავად ზარიფიმ 3 მარტს უარყო ობამას წინადადება და მას მიუღებელი უწოდა. შეერთებული შტატები და კიდევ 5 წამყვანი ქვეყანა ცდილობენ ირანთან მიაღწიონ შეთანხმებას, რომლის ფარგლებშიც თეირანი შეზღუდავს თავის ბირთვულ პროგრამას სანქციების შემსუბუქების სანაცვლოდ. ისრაელის პრემიერ-მინისტრი ბენიამინ ნეთანიაჰუ 3 მარტს კონგრესში გამოვა სიტყვით და როგორც მოელიან ამგვარი შეთანხმების წინააღმდეგ გაილაშქრებს. როგორც მან 2 მარტს განაცხადა, ირანთან ბირთვული შეთანხმების გაფორმებამ შესაძლოა ისრაელის გადარჩენა დააყენოს ეჭქვეშო. მსოფლიოს 6 წამყვან ქვეყანას და ირანს შეთანხმების ჩარჩოს მისაღწევად მარტის ბოლო აქვთ დანიშნული. საბოლოო შეთანხმება კი 30 ივნისამდე უნდა გაფორმდეს. ერაყის მთავრობის ძალებმა დაიწყეს ოპერაცია, რომელიც მიზნად ისახავს ქალაქ თიქრიტის და ბაღდადიდან ჩრდილოეთით მდებარე სხვა ადგილების გამოხსნას ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებისგან. სახელმწიფო ტელევიზიამ 2 მარტს გაავრცელა ცნობა, რომ სამხედროები თავს ესხმოდნენ ისლამური სახელმწიფოს პოზიციებს ყოფილი დიქტატორის სადამ ჰუსეინის მშობლიურ ქალაქში, რომელიც ბაღდადიდან 130-მდე კილომეტრის მოშორებით მდებარეობს. განცხადების თანახმად, სამხედროებს ზურგს უმაგრებენ შიიტი და სუნიტი არაბი მებრძოლები, ისევე როგორც ერაყის საარტილერიო და საჰაერო ძალები. არის ცნობები, რომ ქალაქის შემოგარენის ზოგიერთი ადგილიდან ექსტრემისტები განდევნეს, თუმცა ამ ცნობების დადასტურება არ ხერხდება. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again, and welcome to our request hour. Border Crossings is on the air. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. If you would like to join us, please give us a call. You can make a request or just say hello. Either way, 202-619-2077 for the next hour. We'll start it off with a request from Senko, who is in Kuwait, and he wants a little sugar with his morning coffee. This is Maroon 5 on Border Crossings.
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy no makeup on. That's my sugar.
Crossings, and it's Maroon 5, and that's Sugar off the album 5 for everyone listening in Kuwait to Border Crossings today. I'm Larry London, and I would like to say hello to Senko and to Lord Oji in the Philippines. And in the Philippines, this week they're celebrating the Tinikling Festival. The Tinikling Festival, which takes place in Malay City. So there you go, in the Philippines. Thank you, Lord OG, for checking in. Ken is listening. BM Ukama's tuned in. Savio joins us in Kigali. Amara's listening. Saidu is in Nigeria. Sadiq tunes in. Francis in Ghana. And Jojo in Ethiopia. So we just about have Africa covered. I thank everyone for listening to Border Crossings, and you can check in by phone, 202-619-2077. You can send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. And also, there's our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We had a long meeting yesterday. The whole music staff sat and met to discuss Facebook and how important Facebook is to the world so that we can interact with each other. And I can post things that you can enjoy, and you can write me back and tell me that you enjoyed them or you didn't enjoy them. And I also ask questions like I did about the dress. Is it the white gold dress or the blue black dress? Depends on, I guess, your mood and what time of the day you look at it and things like that. But that's an interesting phenomenon on the Internet right now, this dress that changes colors. And everyone seems to be interested here in the United States in this dress. And around the world, it's getting a lot of attention. So I put the photo up on facebook.com/VOA Larry London so that you can see it. And you can tell me whether you see white gold or blue black. And it looks like 50-50. And it's really strange. Felicia and I sat and looked at the same photo at the same time on her computer, and we saw two different colors. It's very interesting. Also coming up in this hour, I have a VOA t-shirt to give away and the Sound of Music 50th Anniversary CD, which includes some rare photos and also the entire soundtrack from the film. So if you love Sound of Music and all the great songs like Maria and Climb Every Mountain and, Do Re Mi, and all the fun stuff that Julie Andrews gave us 50 years ago with the Sound of Music, we're going to throw in this CD soundtrack along with a VOA t-shirt for every lucky listener of the day this week. So make sure you're listening for your chance to win. Shamshir Mustafa is tuned in Kuwait and says, I have a request and a hello to everybody in Kuwait. Please play Bill Withers for me. And this is a song called Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's his house, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Chris Brown in the building, and right now y'all checking out the main man of the hour, Larry London.
my baby. Let me love you crazy. Tell me if you with it. Baby, come and get it. Try a new thing. And let's walk a new plan.
Baby, I'm a boss. I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter. Got more stripes than all these babe who ballin' in the Beamer. Collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the in my autograph LeBron's. Yeah, she tell me I'm the one. That's when I only
want one.
Crossings, and it is Chris Brown and a request from Bernard Gombe, who is in Kenya listening to Border Crossings. And that song is called New Flame featuring Usher. And Chris Brown still on the Between the Sheets tour, although kind of a detour, not allowed to go to Canada because of visa issues. So he had to cancel a couple of shows in Canada, but he's still on the road, continuing to promote his brand new album, which is called Fan of a Fan, that went on sale last week. I'm Larry London, and you've got Border Crossings. And we've got requests and dedications. So if you want to give us a call, 202-619-2077. And I would like to say hello to Asigid Yeshi, Burhanu Asfa, Joseph Kirakari, Zula first. Zula is from Germany, so we welcome you. Guten Tag, V. Gates. Welcome, Zula. Neandwi Jan Don is also listening to Border Crossing. So those are some new fans of our Facebook page, and Facebook page is growing slowly but surely, day by day. So if you want to be a part of our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and sign up. I don't know, you know, here in the States, Twitter's really, really big. Instagram is huge. These things aren't so big outside of the U.S. Instagram, kind of, we don't get anything on Instagram from anywhere outside of the U.S. And I guess, what is it, Vine is another website that they put videos up that you can go on, and they put like 6 seconds worth of a video, and then it deletes itself in a while. So that's kind of an interesting site. And several artists have gotten popular by being on Vine. But, you know, again, not much international response to Vine or Instagram, and very little to Twitter. Facebook seems to be the place that everyone around the world is hanging out, over a billion. So go to our Facebook page and like it. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London, and we hope to see you there. I check the page often and respond to the people who write in. So if you're writing in, sometimes people say, Larry, is that really you writing me? And it is. I respond to people who are writing. All right, coming up, we've got a request from Fakri. Fakri is in Indonesia. And I say hello to Fakri. Salamat. Welcome to our show. And Fakri wants me to say hello to Aditya Pratika in India, Hinori Takauchi in Japan, and all of our listeners around the world. So Fakri is a big supporter of Border Crossings in Indonesia, and she wants me to play this song from the Bee Gees called How Deep Is Your Love on Border Crossings.
sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to share.
And you're listening to Larry London.
When the world above thorns, but I've been shot by you. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. I will fight for you. Hey, just when I ball up my fist, I realize I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling,
Border Crossings, and it's Beyonce for everybody in the Beehive. And that is called One Plus One, a request from Maddie Tess for Michael Zedu, listening to Border Crossings, and said, I really want to win the CD that you're giving away. And I couldn't call in because I can't afford to make a phone call. So hopefully you'll pick me.
Radio Tavishupleba, FM Ashwididot. Ხოლო დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ხოლო დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Couple weeks ago, there was a big thing because she's the face of L'Oreal Cosmetics, and she took some photos, and then they didn't have a chance to Photoshop them or crop them or fix them or put any filters or things on them, and the photos got released on the internet, a couple of them, unofficially, and they showed that maybe she had a couple of pimples on her face. Maybe her complexion wasn't 100% perfect. And she didn't say anything about this, but her fans all were very upset and said, how could you do that to Beyonce? But if you look at her, she's gorgeous. I mean, you know, come on. You can't mess with perfection, you know. I mean, she can have a couple pimples. She's human. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I am glad you're with us. If you'd like to call in and join the show, call 202-619-2077. This hour sure does go by fast. We're halfway through it already. 202-619-2077 to make a request and dedication or to enter our CD t-shirt giveaway. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to Twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And let us not forget snail mail, the old-fashioned way of sending a card or letter to Border Crossings in care of VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237. Jan in Holland likes to do things the old-fashioned way. He likes requests the old-fashioned way. Here are Phil and Don Everly, the Everly Brothers. This is called Ebony Eyes.
On a weekend pass, I wouldn't have had time to get home and marry that baby of mine. So I went to the chaplain, and he authorized me to send for my ebony eyes. My ebony eyes was coming to me from out of the skies on flight 1203. In an hour or two, I would whisper I do to my beautiful ebony eyes.
The plane was way overdue. So I went inside to the airline's desk, and I said, "Sir, I wonder why 1203 is so late." He said, "Oh, they probably took off late, or they may have run into some turbulent weather and had to alter their course." I went back outside and I waited at the gate, and I watched the beacon light from the control tower as it whipped through the dark ebony skies as if it were searching for... came the announcement over the loudspeaker. Would those having relatives or friends on flight number 1203 please report to the chapel across the street at once?
Then I felt a burning break deep inside, and I knew the heavenly ebony skies had taken my life's most wonderful prize, my beautiful ebony eyes. If I ever get to heaven, I'll bet the first angel I'll recognize, she'll smile at me, and I know she my beautiful ebony eyes.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Feels like a close is coming to. How's your mind gonna do? It's too late to start over. This is the only thing I know.
Sometimes I feel like all I ever do is find different ways to word the same old song. Ever since I came along from the day the song called How My Name Is dropped, I started thinking my name was Falk. Cause anytime things went wrong, I was the one who they would blame it on. The media made me the equivalent of a modern day Genghis Khan. Try to argue it was only entertainment, dog. Gangster? Nah, courageous balls. Had to change my style. They said I'm way too soft. And I sound like AZ and Nas. Out came the claws. And the fame's been out since then, but up until the instant that I went against it, it was ingrained in me that I wouldn't amount to a shit stain, I thought. No wonder I had to unlearn everything my brain was taught. What I really wanna say is, if there's anyone else that can relate to my story, bet you feel the same way I felt when I was in the same place you were when I was afraid to.
Afraid to make a single sound. Afraid I would never find a way out. Afraid I'd never be back.
Everyone, so here I am and I will not run. Dance, I will
parents, single parents, hate your appearance. Did you struggle to find your place in this world? And the pain spawns all the anger on. But it wasn't until I put the pain in song, learn who to aim it on, that I made a spark. Started a spit artist, ish, learn how to harness it while the reins were off. And there was a lot of bizarre shit, but the crazy part was soon as I stopped saying I gave up, all haters started to appreciate my art. And it just breaks my heart to look at all the pain I caused. But what am I gonna do when the rage is gone and the lights go out in that trailer park? I don't wanna seem indulgent when I discuss my lows and my highs, my demise and my uprise. Pray to God, I just open enough eyes later on. He gave you the supplies and the tools to hopefully use that'll make you strong enough to lift yourself up. When you feel like I felt, cause I can't explain to y'all how dang exhausted my legs felt. Just having to balance my dang self. Put on eggshells, I was made to walk. But thank you, Marcus, that gave me the strength to call Shady Mania. Someone to empty that stadium. At least I made it out of that house and found a place in this world when the day was done. So this is for every kid who all they ever did was dreamt of one day just getting accepted. I represent him or her, anyone similar. You are the reason that I made this song. And everything you're scared to say, don't be afraid to say no more. From this day forward, just let the mayhos talk. Take it with a grain of salt. And eat the puppet faces off. The legend of the angry one lives on through you when I'm gone. And the thing I
was afraid to make a sing.
Crossings, and you're listening to the team of Eminem and Sia, a very unlikely team, but that's them nonetheless. The song is called Guts Over Fear, and it's a request from Israel Abera, who's listening to Border Crossings. Eminem won his sixth Grammy this year for the Marshall Mathers LP 2. Best Rap Album category, so congratulations to Eminem on his sixth Best Rap Album. And Sia, also nominated for all kinds of awards. She didn't win anything at the Grammys, but she's also nominated for some APRA awards in Australia. She heads to Sydney for that award show. And she got a new album coming out soon called This Is Acting. It is the follow-up to her 2014 CD, A Thousand Forms of Fear. So if you like Sia's music, then you can check that out. And she's always willing to help other artists. She's collaborated with Kelly Clarkson on Kelly's upcoming CD, Piece by Piece. So you can always count on Sia to be a part of other people's music as well. She writes some great songs. She's kind of like the female Ryan Tedder. You know, Ryan is involved with a lot of artists doing a lot of things. Sia also helping out a lot of different people. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, 202-619-2077. We'll get you in touch with Felicia if you have a request or you just want to check in and let us know that you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. 202-619-2077. And that is, of course, provided you have access to a phone. And if not, you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and check us out there. Ozzy Osbourne was once with a band in the 70s called Black Sabbath. He is a rock pioneer, a rock legend who's been around the block a few times at age 66, and he's still doing his thing. And Sanjay wants me to play a song from Ozzy's collection on Border Crossings. By the way, Ozzy's daughter is Kelly Osbourne. And she has been appearing on a reality TV show in the United States here, hosting a show called The Fashion Police. And they review different stars' choice of clothing at different award shows or whatever. They're on the red carpet and they're saying, oh, you look terrible. And, oh, yeah, what a great-looking gown that is or whatever. And so at some recent event, one of the other people on the show, Juliana Rancic, who's popular from reality TV, said something nasty about Zendaya, the singer. And so Kelly said, I want off the show. I don't want to be a part of a show like that. So that's the controversy around Kelly Osbourne of the Osbourne family. And here's Daddy Ozzy on Border Crossings. This is called The Other Side.
Mm-hmm. time has passed for choices. Golden days are passing over.
I see you.
Larry London on VOA One's Border Crossings.
I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard. The days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin. Where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feelings overwhelm me. It's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? Take care of you. I don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight. I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? This hurt. Missing you like crazy.
Crossings, you know that voice. That belongs to Sam Smith, and it's called Lay Me Down, a request from Brooke, who's listening in the UK. Hello, Brooke, and thanks for calling and requesting that song. Brooke dialed 202-619-2077, and she got her request played. Sam Smith went home with 4 Grammys, and last week, 2 Brit Awards to add to the collection. One for Breakthrough Act, the other for Global Success Award. So congratulations, Sam Smith, whose album In the Lonely Hour is number 1 in the UK on a brand new chart that includes internet streaming. So way to go, Sam Smith. Berhanu is listening in Ethiopia. Man, he checked in as well. So hello to Berhanu. Thanks for letting us know you're tuned in to Border Crossings. It's time now to give away a VOA t-shirt and a Sound of Music soundtrack CD.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Let's
pull one out of the pile here. Of course, I did this blindfolded, you know, so I can open my eyes now. And the lucky listener of the day today is Fakri in Indonesia. Yay! Way to go, Fakri. And appreciate you listening. And way to go. So you have won a VOA t-shirt and a Sound of Music soundtrack. The Sound of Music, the film, celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. And all the great songs are on this CD. There are some 27 songs on this CD. Of course, back in that time, 50 years ago, the songs were so short, you could fit 27 on one CD. So enjoy your CD and your t-shirt. And thank you, Fakri, for listening to Border Crossings. Here's a request all the way from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and a listener named Wesley Balland, who listens to us in Brazil. And he says, I want to dedicate the song from Aha, called Crying in the Rain, to my brother-in-law, Sandro, who is learning to speak English. So here's your song from Aha on Border Crossings.
make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Sing it.
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. You're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you.
We will
rock you.
All right.
Rock your socks off. It is Queen right here on Border Crossings. Thank you very much for joining us today on our program. And congratulations to our friends in Indonesia for listening. And Fakri for winning today as the listener of the day. We'll do this again tomorrow. Another VOA t-shirt and soundtrack from Sound of Music to give away. So please do come back and bring some friends and spread the word about Border Crossings, because that's the way it's going to work best for us. And also tell your friends about our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Sign up on Facebook so you get the regular announcements and all the...
ცნობილი და უცნობი ადამიანების ცხოვრების ერთი კვირა.
სიზმარში ისე ოპერაციები გავაკეთე, ეტყობა ისე მექაება ხელები, რომ რასაც დღეში თუ ვასწრებ, ხამე სიზმარში ვაწოვრებ.
დილიდან ვემზადებოდი ბლნიში წასასვლელად. მეგობრებმა დამპატიჟეს ბლნისის სიონი ვნახოთო. არაჩვილებები დღე იყო.
კვირაობით. რადიო თავისუფლების საღამოსა და ღამის გადაცემებში. თავისუფლების დღიურა.